Philadelphia hosted the first of several World Cup matches last night. Ivory Coast beat Ecuador 1-0 in South Philly. But before that, the city was alive with diehard soccer fans celebrating the game, many of whom headed out to the fan festival site at Lemon Hill and Fairmount. WHYY's Corey Sharber was there.
The global game has brought thousands upon thousands of visitors to the city of brotherly love. On the big screen set up in Fairmount Park, Mark Stoker rooted for the German national team as they defeated Curaçao in a 7-1 blowout. He's been traveling around the country for World Cup matches and made sure to come see Philadelphia, which he called the home of Rocky.
We just came from New York, and I like that it's a bit slower, a bit more quiet. I like this, to being here. It's not so much trouble. I think we can chill over here, and that's why I love it.
His interactions with Philadelphians made quite an impression on him. He said if Germany doesn't end up winning this year, he hopes the United States men's team can nab its first World Cup.
So thankful to being here in this great event that's so much fun and the people are so happy. That's why I'm so thankful for this.
The stacked list of events over the summer, in addition to the World Cup, is expected to bring roughly 500,000 visitors to the city and have a $770 million impact on the local economy. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.